can you be cured of being homosexual? The Church of England are branded deeply cowardly by some of their own clergy after failing to intervene against a controversial gay cure conference that's organised by some of its members. It's called the Transformation Potential Conference in Westminster. It's on today if you're interested to go along. And one of the speakers at the Emmanuel Centre is Andrew Comiskey, an American pastor who's written several books on curing homosexuality. He joins me now. Is cure the right word to use, Mr. Comiskey?
Yeah, I would say it's not a good word to use. I'd say that the goal of the conference and of its sponsor organization, Core Freedom Trust, is to help individuals who see their homosexuality as a conflict and who are seeking to resolve that conflict by exploring other options other than assuming a homosexual identity and lifestyle. We disregard the medical model, a former model of understanding homosexuality as if it's an illness that needs curing. We see that there are many dimensions to the underpinnings of a homosexual identification, and we want to ensure that persons in the UK have the freedom to look at options beyond what is now and has become in the last 2 years a radical shift in public opinion, where we assume that homosexuality is innate and unchangeable. And we see that as untenable in a free culture where persons may want to explore other options other than what has now become the politically correct status quo, which is once gay, always gay. We would see that as inaccurate.
So in real simple terms, Mr. Comiskey, you choose your sexuality?
We don't choose it, but we choose what we do with our inclinations.
Right. So in me now, although I am a straight man, there is a sort of gay side to me, is there?
A gay side to you. There are certainly people who would view sexuality as fluid and would see themselves as open to options other than merely heterosexuality. So I would say that for some people, yes, there is more fluidity in their sexuality. We see many examples of that in our culture today. So, but I would say for persons who, for a variety of reasons, have a conflict with their homosexual feelings, they have options beyond that.
Okay, talk me through. That's a couple of times you've used that word, Mr. Comiskey, conflict. What do you, just break that down for me a little.
Yeah. There are some people who do not feel comfortable with seeing their only option as embracing their homosexuality as an identity, which is another step in the formation of the gay self, and of pursuing homosexual options in regards to homosexual unions. That would not be tenable options for some persons.
Okay.
So we want to help them explore what their other options might be.
Now, I appreciate that people need to read some of your books to get a full understanding of your message, and this is a ridiculously all-encompassing question to ask you to explain in a minute or so, but I understand you were, can I say this, you were once gay and you're no longer gay? How does one phrase this without being confrontational?
I would say that I'm no longer dominated by same-gender attraction. And currently I'm a married person. I've been married for years. I have four children. I identify as a whole enough gift
right.
to my wife. I love her very much.
Right.
And chaste and faithful in that relationship.
I'm very pleased to hear that, and many, many more years of enjoyment to you. Do we use the word convert, cure, change, transform? What word do we use?
I think transformation is a good word.
Okay. What led to your transformation, Mr. Comiskey?
A kind of an existential crisis that I had early on in my young adulthood, where I determined that I was unable to actually offer myself wholeheartedly to another man. I think in part because I possessed what he possessed. There was not a wholeness that I experienced in my sexual offering. And so I began to consider what the other options might be. Also entering into this was my conversion to Christianity.
Uh-huh.
I would use the word conversion as it relates to faith. I would not use the word conversion as related to therapy or the change process. I think that's a misuse of the word. But I was becoming a Christian in this process, and that was also an impetus to continue the journey to exploring more options, sexually speaking.
In what way, assuming that it is better or superior, In what way is your life better as a straight man than it was as a homosexual man?
I think I have grown in my giving of myself more wholeheartedly because of the wonderful gift and challenge of offering myself over and over again to someone who is like me, but altogether different from me. And I think that has, in a sense, challenged and further fleshed out my own humanity and has helped me also to dignify and honor another with whom I share life and now share the raising of four children. And so I think there's a freedom in that. I think there is a great challenge in that. I think raising children is far more difficult than coming out of homosexuality, frankly. It requires far more.
Well, I've only got experience of one of those, Mr. Comiskey.
Yes, well, I have four now. Live to tell, huh?
All right, well, good luck with those. Hey, lastly, your message, your books, your theme, is it gaining more popularity in the U.S.?
No, I would say it's being increasingly marginalized as the culture changes, and in some ways, as efforts at changing are sort of scandalized as being dehumanizing to people. I think we, of course, see this as opening up possibilities rather than as limiting human freedom, but we are decried typically as limiting human options. So anyway, big shifts in the culture, but our message continues, and I'm so proud to be working with Core Freedom Trust here in the UK.
That's Andrew Comiskey. Thank you. And there are books you can check out, and he will be speaking at that event. Good luck.